This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. After a thrilling victory against Brazil on Saturday, the U.S. women's soccer team beat France 3-1 in the World Cup semifinals this afternoon.
Amy Wambach, who scored a huge last-minute goal against Brazil, once again came to the rescue today with a decisive goal in the 79th minute of play.
Here's U.S. coach Pia Sundhage after the win.
I think France played very well, and in the beginning we did okay, but then we just lost our legs, but we picked up the heart. That is why we were winning. Well, we win today, and we play in the final.
And joining us now to talk about today's game and other news in the world of sports is Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game. Hey, Bill.
Hey, Anthony. I'm going to save you some emails here. It's Abby Wambach, not Amy.
Oh, good. I appreciate that. So, Bill, on to the finals. I saw you this afternoon in the lunchroom riveted to the match. What was the key to the U.S. win?
Well, I haven't seen France play a lot. But I think the key in this game was their inability to finish. They controlled the play for periods of time in this game. They were wonderfully disciplined. They passed very well. They just couldn't finish. They couldn't put the ball in the net. And the U.S. could, and that was the difference.
That's the funny thing about soccer. Whoever puts the goal in the ball in
the most
in the
times
net
they
more.
Win the game. That's absolutely true. It's like many games, it all comes down to scoring more than the other team.
So next up for the U.S. in the finals, it's either going to be Sweden or Japan. That'll happen on Sunday. And if they win, it'll be the first World Cup since 1999. How do we rate the U.S.'s chances?
Well, of course, Sweden beat the U.S. in group play. First time the U.S. had ever lost a World Cup match in group play, 2-1. U.S. has had considerably better luck against Japan. I'm not sure that means anything, though, because Sweden and Japan at this moment are 1-1 at halftime in that match, and it is a absolutely terrific game. Almost like neither team deserves to lose at this point. I think all you can say is that the final will be very entertaining.
And regardless of what happens, what have we learned about the U.S. women's team in World Cup soccer this time around?
They're resilient, that's for sure. I mean, nobody expected them in the closing minutes of that game against Brazil to win, and they found a way to do it. But I think the more important lesson from this World Cup is that the overall quality of play around the world is so much stronger than it used to be. People said when this tournament started, it's either going to be Germany or Brazil or the U.S. Germany and Brazil got knocked out. Germany got knocked out by Japan. Yeah. Sweden beat the U.S. There are no weak teams, really, in that tournament. And the overall quality of play across the landscape of women's soccer is much better than it's ever been.
So great news there for women's soccer. Well, let's switch gears and talk some baseball. Last night was the All-Star Game, which the National League won by a score of 5-1. Here's Joe Buck of Fox News calling the lone American League run a home run by Boston first baseman Adrian Gonzalez.
And he flies one into deep right here. It is good. And the season of excellence continues for Adrian Gonzalez.
Season of excellence for Adrian Gonzalez. That was exciting. You have to love him. But Bill, I got to say, okay, so I tuned into this game. It kept my attention for about 2 minutes and 30 seconds. What can we say about the All-Star Game? Who cares?
It gives fans an opportunity to see a lot of great players pretending to be teammates for one night, and that's lovely. It's supposed to be a spectacle, and it is a spectacle, and you take it for what it is, and that Gonzalez guy is not a bad ball player.
No, that was exciting, and there were some other moments there. I shouldn't poo-poo it quite so much. And, of course, the All-Star Game determines which league will have home field advantage in the World Series. Should the game count for as much as it does?
No, that's ridiculous. The only person I know who thinks that's a good idea is Bud Selig, but he's the commissioner of Major League Baseball, so his opinion is the only one that counts in this particular matter.
Well, since the All-Star Game marks the halfway mark of the long baseball season, what do we think of the Red Sox at this point in the year?
What's to complain about when you're in first place on July the 13th? Much has gone right. More things have gone right for the Red Sox than for most other teams in baseball. The only thing that would, I suppose, make Boston fans happier would be if the Yankees were 13 games behind instead of right on their breathing down their necks.
Finally, a less happy sort of sports story. Today marks the first day of arguments in the federal perjury case against former Red Sox ace Roger Clemens. If you haven't been following the story, Clemens, of course, is accused of lying about his alleged use of performance-enhancing drugs during congressional testimony in 2008. What can you say about that, Bill?
I can say that I really wish I hadn't been paying attention, but unfortunately I've been compelled to pay attention by my job description. It's a miserable kind of situation for everybody concerned. Clemens could have avoided this the way so many other baseball players have avoided this by simply saying, I did what a lot of people did. I made a mistake. I'm sorry. I wish I hadn't done it. He has been absolutely bound and determined to, in his words, clear his name, and he's been so far singularly unsuccessful in doing so.
Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear Saturday morning at 7 and again at 7 in the evening right here on WBUR. Thanks, Bill.
Thank you, Anthony.